Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Let's get the Block Club Chicago Extremely Local News Report from Jen Sabella. Jen, good morning. This is a perfect day to hang out in a bookstore all day, and there is one now that's open on West Chicago Avenue, Passages Wine and Books. Tell us about this.
Just in time for cozy season.
Yeah.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, Passages opened at 1911 West Chicago Avenue. By a former social worker who was like, this job is a little intense. I could use something a little less stressful. So she opened this bookstore. She is in the process of getting her wine, her liquor license to serve wine. It'll be open later. So for people who want to go and like have a book club but don't want to host it at their house, it'll have charcuterie, small bites. You can go and gather there. You can read, talk to your friends, have a glass of wine. A little bit more low-key than a bar, and like you said, perfect for winter and getting cozy and staying in.
Yeah, love it. Talk about what's happening at Senn High School now.
Yeah, this was our reporter, Madison Savadra, up in Rogers Park. She heard from parents at Senn. They have this arts program that is considered one of the best in the city, and it has a concentration that allows students to do back-to-back classes in their chosen concentration. That can be dance, theater, music, visual arts. It's one of the only programs like this in the city. So some parents and students decide to go to Senn just for this arts program. But Chicago Public Schools recently changed the way it audits these programs. Essentially, it used to give a waiver to some students for missing like gym class in exchange for doing these arts programs. They are no longer doing that. So they are cutting their arts programming by almost 50% at Senn, and parents are really frustrated. There's currently a petition of nearly 500 students opposing this. Some parents and students are considering leaving the school. They said this is the only reason we came to the school was because of this arts program, so they feel like a little blindsided by this decision. CPS says that there isn't enough demand for two arts-specific schools in the city, and there's already another Chicago arts school that has a similar programming. So we'll see what happens. As of now, it sounds like starting next year, there will no longer be these intensive arts programs at Senn.
Sounds like it. Now on to the story of a man who was laid off by ComEd, and this has a happy ending, though, doesn't it?
I hope so. Sherman Dilla Thomas, you may have seen him around town. He has a really popular TikTok channel. He's known as like Chicago's urban historian. He also hosts these amazing tours of the city. I really check him out. They're called Mahogany Tours. It really takes you around the South Side and around neighborhoods that typically tour buses avoid, and tells these incredible stories. Like I did his Bronzeville tour, and it was fascinating. But basically, when he got famous on TikTok, his longtime job at ComEd, the ComEd leadership reached out to him, and they said, hey, maybe instead of, you know, working as like a ComEd electrical worker, you can be more of a spokesman for the company. So they pivoted him to a new job, and he exploded in popularity even more since then, and they abruptly laid him off. It was a huge deal for him. He has 7 children, so he's like, wow, this is what was a union job with benefits, and it really was a blow to him. But he is starting a new show on YouTube that is going to be about Chicago history. It's called You Don't Know Shy, and the first episode drops next week on November 29th. So we're hoping, you know, he's able to make up that income. Definitely read more about it at blockclubchicago.org and follow Dilla's work. He is just such a great representative for our city. So was bummed to hear that he, you know, was just treated this way by his longtime company.
Well, hopefully things will work out. You Don't Know Shy. We'll look for that on YouTube. And Block Club Chicago has the ultimate guide to shopping local in Chicago for the holidays. I love this. So if you go to blockclubchicago.org, what will you see there, Jen?
On our homepage, you'll see a big banner that will take you to our gift guide page. We have hundreds of local stores in all the neighborhoods throughout the city, all the way down to Roseland, all the way up to Rogers Park, and everywhere in between. These are all local, independently owned businesses. It's curated by neighborhood reporters who live and work in the neighborhoods they cover. You can get gifts for anyone you could possibly think of from this guide. It's really great. We also have a guide to donating to local causes for the holidays, a guide to holiday markets happening in the city with like crafts and sellers, local sellers. So if you really want to avoid, doing all your shopping online or at big box stores and you want to support the local mom and pop shops in your neighborhood, this is the guide you need. So check it out. Like I said, hundreds of options, everything you could think of, even for the harder to shop for people in your family.
And it's every part of the city in the list. Perfect. So timely. BlockClubChicago.org. We'll bring back the old slogan, let your fingers do the walking. Jen Sabella, BlockClubChicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Bob.